Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The outgoing Argentine president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has bid farewell to tens of thousands of her supporters in the centre of Buenos Aires. In an emotional speech outside the presidential palace, Ms. Fernandez accused the Argentine media of waging war against her left-wing government. She and her late husband, Néstor Kirchner, have held power for the past 12 years. Cristina Fernandez defended her economic record, saying no previous government had left Argentina free of debt, and she hailed their pursuit of human rights abuses committed under military rule.
We have left an example to the world that there is no impunity in Argentina, and we don't need any international tribunal to take charge of our history and our tragedy. This is a unique case in the world.
Sharp differences between rich and developing countries have emerged at the climate change summit in Paris, as delegates work overnight on the draft agreement drawn up by the French hosts. France's Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius, says he's confident of ultimate success by Friday. Roger Harabin reports from Paris.
Representatives of vulnerable nations said proposals wouldn't protect their countries from dangerous climate change. They wanted clear long-term funding to help them adapt to a heating climate and get clean energy. They said rich countries were wriggling out of commitments to provide cash and cut emissions. Other nations said the text would fail unless it sent a clear signal to investors that fossil fuels would be phased out in coming decades. Others complained that aviation and shipping emissions had been left out of the agreement.
India and Pakistan have agreed to resume the comprehensive talks on long-standing disputes that they broke off 7 years ago. The deal was reached at talks in Islamabad between the Indian Foreign Minister, Sushma Swaraj, and her Pakistani counterpart, Sartaj Aziz. Shazib Jilani reports.
The announcement is being seen as a breakthrough between the two nuclear-armed neighbors with a history of hostilities. A joint statement said the two sides had agreed to restart dialogue on all major issues, including the disputed region of Kashmir and cross-border terrorism. The last round of talks broke down in 2008 after militants from Pakistan launched attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai. The joint statement said Pakistan had assured India that it would speed up the trial of Pakistani militants accused of planning those attacks.
The head of the FBI has told a congressional hearing that the husband and wife who killed 14 people in San Bernardino had been radicalized for at least 2 years and were interested in jihadism before they met online and before the woman, Tashfeen Malik, moved to the United States to marry Saeed Rizwan Farooq. The FBI are still investigating whether the couple had any accomplices. World News from the BBC. A man accused of murdering three people in an attack on a medical clinic in the U.S. state of Colorado last month has said that he's guilty. James Cook has more.
His arms tightly shackled to a blue jail smock, Robert Deer appeared frustrated during the procedural hearing. He repeatedly interrupted his own lawyer with complaints about his treatment and at one point shouted out, "I'm guilty, there's no trial, I'm a warrior for the babies," adding that the operators of the clinic, Planned Parenthood, were killing babies. Mr. Deer is accused of opening fire outside the facility in Colorado Springs last month, killing a policeman, a former soldier and a mother of two, and injuring nine others. The defense said they were trying to establish the extent of what they called Mr. Deer's mental illness.
Donald Trump has said he will not quit the race to become the next American president, despite a growing backlash over his proposal that Muslims be banned from entering the United States. Mr. Trump is the current frontrunner among those seeking the Republican nomination for 2016. His controversial remarks about Muslims have drawn global condemnation. The South African president, Jacob Zuma, has sacked his finance minister, Nhlanhla Nene. He's been replaced by a relatively unknown former mayor and member of parliament, David van Rooyen. President Zuma gave no reason for the change. The new minister will face the task of reviving South Africa's economy. On Monday, its credit rating was downgraded to just above junk status. Scientists have announced that a surrogate dog has given birth to the world's first test tube puppies. The seven dogs were born in July after the sperm and eggs of beagle, Labrador and Cocker Spaniel dogs were fertilized in vitro and transferred to a host mother. The researchers from Cornell University in the US say it could help them preserve endangered dog species and eradicate inheritable diseases. They say dog embryos could also be used to study human diseases. BBC News.
内容请关注可可英语 coconut.com。